The eighth Kinyan Torah is Simcha. Now, a Mishnah never says anything obvious. The proof is that the Gemara all the time asks Pshita, and never once does the Gemara answer so. So the fact that Simcha is a Kinyan Torah cannot be obvious. Without this Mishnah, we should have thought that Simcha is unnecessary and maybe even detrimental to learning Torah. How many times have I been learning with my Kinderlech and they get a little bit wild, they're joking around, and I have to give them my clown in the nuclear power plant speech, which goes something like, you know, if you were doing something really serious, like you were in charge of the nuclear power plant, and all of a sudden a clown walked in and started doing all kinds of interesting, ridiculous things, would you stop paying attention to what was so important that you were involved in? Maybe there would be a meltdown of the power plant and pay attention to the clown? Obviously not. So when we're learning Torah, how could you be joking around? Simcha can take away from the seriousness of the learning. Learning Torah is supposed to be like Har Sinai. Be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'zeya. Were they be'simcha at Har Sinai? So the question we have to ask ourselves is, how is Simcha A, not detrimental, but B, even beneficial, and C, ultimately necessary to acquire the Torah? Rav Matisya Haitzari takes, I think, what we would expect, a psychological and educational approach. He doesn't really relate to the experience of Simcha as much as the opposite, the consequences of worry and anxiety, the opposite of Simcha. Because one cannot properly focus when there's worry and anxiety in his mind and heart. A suggestion I've heard from Rabbanim many times over the years, that when you sit down to learn and some practical life thing pops into your head, oh, I've got to do X, I have to give you something Y, write it down and move on. Because you can't learn with all of these things in your head. Another example, the Pirkei Moshe, also takes a psychological and educational approach, but a different nuance, more of an emphasis on the experience of Simcha itself in the learning. And he says that if one doesn't have a positive feeling towards Limud, or the Limud in general, and this Limud in particular, if his heart is not in it, then he won't be invested enough to be successful. La Yitzlach Boy. Now, success has different components, but in many ways, his mind will be closed. Certainly a lack of curiosity and interest will prevent him from seeing things and having the proper depth of understanding. Rashi, however, takes us in a different direction entirely. Rashi says, "Lefi she'ein ha-shechina shayra mitoich tzar, ela mitoich simcha." Shechina doesn't rest unless there is simcha. Are we talking about Nevuah or Kinyan Torah over here? Why is Rashi talking about Hashras Ashchina? We're talking about Nevuah. Rashi doesn't explain with a psychological and educational answer. Rashi explains with a spiritual one. Maybe we expected him to say, but we've been learning until now, that a person learns better when we're besimcha, our minds are at ease, when we can think and ask questions. I can tell you that several of the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik have told me that, you know, we never asked that question in Shir. Why not? We were so enamored, sometimes afraid of the Rav, that we didn't ask that question. There has to be a certain simchat have a yishuv adas. But in any case, Rashi's approach cuts to the core of what it means, kinyan Torah, to acquire the Torah. The Torah is not acquired solely intellectually. Torah is not comparable to a secular subject, not only in the way we must approach it, our attitude towards it, but also in terms of acquiring it. There is a spiritual dynamic at work in the Kinyan HaTorah, not in the Limud, in the Kinyan HaTorah. So for example, there's a Gemara in Megillah that says a person's only believed that he understands the Torah, and he says, Yogati umatsasi, that I struggled and I discovered the answer. It doesn't say Yogati uvihevanti, that I struggled and I understood. The language of the Gemara is, you only believe a person when he says, I struggled, I toiled, and I discovered the Torah, I discovered the answer. And Rechaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar, he points this out and he says that learning Torah is hishtadlus. It's not that you ever figure it out. It's that you work until the understanding is given to you as a gift. which means that there's a certain nevuah element here. There's something that requires a hashras hashchina, because limud ha-Torah and the acquiring of Torah, the understanding that a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the Torah, the understanding of it into us, involves a hashras hashchina and a shtikal nevuah. Therefore, kinyan Torah requires simcha, because it requires the presence of the Shechina. That's the Pshat in Rashi, I think. Every time we sit down to learn Torah, it could be a Har Sinai experience. It's meant to be a miniature Matan Torah. Therefore, to have the ultimate Torah experience, we need to be besimcha, so that we can connect to the Shechina.